Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to our daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. New funding model, a turning point for Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. Look fantastic. ABSEC welcomes the landmark investment in Aboriginal family preservation. And with that, I'm going to talk to John Leha, ABSEC CEO. John's on the line. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to your program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where are you from, John?
John Leha, a Birrindubba Waka Waka man, born and raised on the land of the Gadigal Wangal people here in Sydney. Have the pleasure of being CEO for the last 4 years.
4 years. Enjoying that journey there, John?
Absolutely. There's nothing better than being able to serve your community.
Second that. Beautiful. Thank you very much. So, look, our new funding model, a turning point for Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. So let's talk about the opportunities. Money's a tool. Money's at the table. We can do a lot more to help our families. So tell us about this new funding, please.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a critical piece of the puzzle, is in that really supporting our families to stay together and preserving those families. So the New South Wales government's investment and shifting investment to the Aboriginal community trial sector is a critical piece of the puzzle, and one that we've taken pride in achieving this landmark decision, which will see about $350 million committed to committed by the Minns Labor government to fund Aboriginal community control organisations in New South Wales to deliver family preservation programs over the next 5 years, which is a real significant building block as part of the major reforms already underway by this government in partnership with the ABSEC and the Aboriginal community control sector at large.
Fantastic. So who can apply for the money?
The funding is linked to Aboriginal community control organisations.
Okay, yes.
Those that are already working in the space.
Sure.
But also for any new entrants that are looking to come into the community, to delivering services to the community.
Fantastic. And we were talking about the funds coming to support Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. Are we talking education? We're talking clothing? We're talking housing? What sort of activities can be happening with the use of the money?
The money that's being committed is to service providers to continue to provide preservation supports to families directly, to families' children, supporting them with parenting programs, accessing other holistic support,
good,
connecting culture.
Yes.
There are an array of services that our Aboriginal community control service providers employ to support the needs of those families that they're serving. But they will differ depending on the community control organisation and any one of the towns and possibly state of New South Wales.
Fantastic. So when is the money released?
What will happen is that they'll go through a tendering process, and so that will open up next week. ACCOs will then be able to put their expressions of interest in, but they'll go through a tendering process. We expect that'll go for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
At the end of that, we should hear the results, and we'll know which those were successful in that tendering process. Until then, we won't know who gets what until they finish the tendering process.
All right, sure.
And there's $350 million available for the ACCOs to tender for. And so we're hoping that any of the Aboriginal community control organisations in New South Wales that are currently there put their hand up and participate in that tender to ensure that there is a significant uptake in the amount of investment that the New South Wales government has committed to.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for the information. That's great news, and congratulations to all our mob there, children, families in New South Wales. As I said, money is a tool, so it's fantastic. And thank you for the information, John. All the best to you and your deadly team, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Take care, John. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's John Lear, AB6 CEO, and talking about the new funding model, a turning point for Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. So the Family and Community Peak Aboriginal Corporation has welcomed the New South Wales government's announcement of $180 million per annum investment in family preservation, including a dedicated Aboriginal Family Preservation AFP approach developed in partnership and Aboriginal communities. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. We are here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Dindji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Too deadly.
There's a breed of man with a calloused hand, for his work is harder than most. And he takes a stand, not on the land, but the deck of a fishing boat. Now his specialty is barramundi, but he'll take a salmon or two. I've even been told that catfish and all go into the packaging too. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, got to catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Haven't got enough yet, go to catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Now they work with the tide, and tempers are tried by catfish and crab in the net. An occasional shout, how we gonna get it out? There's a bloody big croc in it yet. But a good sharp knife gets them out of strife, they'll cut the reptile free. And the skipper might swear and pull out his hair, it's a rugged old life on the sea. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and of tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. 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 So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, go to catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Now a barramundi boat is fairly small, 12 metres long at the most, with four in a crew all living on stew, for their rations are nothing to boast. And for weeks on end these unshaven men breaking their backs for a crust, just to be let down when they get into town by an unpaying skipper gone bust. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, go to catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Barramundi. Barramundi.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416. Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Salasia come, Salasia come, killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze, broadsword knives and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia come, listen to my drum. Roll my toy, but 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 Salasia come, Salasia come. Piagra Miriam from Lassendam, run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. War Salasia come, listen to my drum. Roll my toy, but 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 Cesaroy, but roll my toy, 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 but Salasia come, Salasia come. Comet Amelram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasia come, listen to my drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. Salasia come, wai wai karamagaram. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the boo. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come Nima is calling you, come listen to my drum.
Yes, very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416 is the daily number you need to call. All right, the City of Sydney's new three-year stretch reconciliation action plan aims to strengthen partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, deepen understanding of First Nation cultures inside and outside the organisation, and increase economic opportunities with the local community. Look, fantastic. Bridge builder is what I'm talking about here. We're going to talk to with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Strategy Program Manager, and that's Preston Peachy. Preston on the line. Preston, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. And thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Thanks, Trevor. Hey, my name's Preston Peachy. I'm a Wiradjuri and Mulling Upper man. My dad's mob from out Dubbo way, and mums are from further north, up Mulling Upper country, so corner country in New South Wales. But I was born down here in Sydney, and I work for City of Sydney Council on Gadigal land.
Fantastic. Big shout out to your mob. And how long you been in that role, Preston?
This particular role is a new one. So I've only, this is okay. A new role, this role, but I've been at council doing community engagement for about 8 to 10 years.
Okay. So you switched hats, you could say.
I did, yeah. And it was part of this Reconciliation Action Plan and the City of Sydney taking a slightly different approach. And so this role focuses more on the strategy side of things, and that means that it frees up some of my really awesome colleagues who focus more on the community engagement side of things. Yeah.
Good, fantastic. Look, hats off to Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, AO. He said that the City of Sydney must be a leader when it comes to reconciliation and is committed to seeing through the actions in this plan. So when it's coming from the top down, that's a good thing, my friend.
Yeah, and that's really important. The community, we've got we hear from our community in a few different ways. We've got an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander advisory panel who we meet with, about every 2 months.
Mm.
And that's one of the strong messages from them that we hear. But we also hear it when we do consultation at different times that it's important for the city to lead and for our leaders to stand up for this work. Yeah.
It looked fantastic, and I've virtually got an idea of what you're talking about. I'm the new elect councillor with Cairns Regional Council, first ever Indigenous councillor with Cairns Regional Council. Did my first year, got another 3 years to go in the term. Just having that black conversation in council and communication, like I said, building bridges, education, and that's what it's all about. So it's very important that we lead from a council point of view. So, like, hats off to yourself and Lord Mayor. We're driving this vehicle forward to the future, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's local government is quite unique, and it's really close to the ground, and it's really great that they take this work seriously. Listening directly to the community, and you can have really good conversations.
You can
and strong relationships in local government with First Nations communities. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, congratulations and a big shout out to the mayor. Thank you for the job that you're doing. Double P, fantastic. And the future looks bright for our mob in the beautiful big city of Sydney.
Thanks, Trevor. Yeah, I agree. Thanks for having me.
You take care. All the best. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, brother.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn, Preston Preachy, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Strategy Program Manager. And look, fantastic to have the Lord Mayor at the table as well. And leading the way is what he talked about. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, history, cultures and contributions are central to Sydney's community, the Lord Mayor said. So look, fantastic. And opening up doors in more ways than one. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong on National Talk Black.
Marine go cut down.
We all want a place to call home. That's why the new Queensland Government is investing $2 billion in infrastructure like transport, water and power to get land ready to build homes sooner. To support first home buyers, we've removed stamp duty on new builds. We're delivering 53,500 new social and community homes by 2044. And we're unlocking more rental supply by lifting subletting restrictions. Search a place to call home. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane. Station sponsor.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live on First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarnup Strong, that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, knockout violence first women's only trauma-focused boxing program launches in Darwin. With that, I'm going to catch up with Yana with Alan Thomas, CDU, social work lecturer, and also Kylie Byrne, knockout volunteer. We have the ladies on the line. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. I'll start with you, Kylie. Who your mob, where you from? Let the people know, please.
We're calling here from Larrakia country here in Garamilla in Darwin. I'm from here in Darwin, but connected to the Lingaman mob up here in near Kakadu.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Big shout out to your mob. Alan, who your mob, where you from?
Oh, look, I'm from Darwin in the Northern Territory on this beautiful Larrakia country here. A Balanda woman?
Yes.
So, yeah.
We claim you, sister.
Thank you.
Look, a beautiful vehicle we're talking here. First Women's Only Trauma Focus Boxing Program launches in Darwin. Now, Kylie, you're a boxer yourself and you're volunteering in the space. How long has this space been operating for? And tell us the sort of work that you deliver in regarding using boxing as a tool to empower our women.
Yeah, so the program's been operating since December of last year,
mm-hmm.
and I started out as a participant and only just recently starting to volunteer to help some of the other ladies.
Good.
And so it's been really good to be able to be involved from that point and being able to kind of see the ladies build up their confidence.
Nice.
And try something different, but also connect with each other and connect with different women from different backgrounds has been really cool.
And we're talking all ages? Is that right, ladies?
Yeah.
You go, Kylie.
Yeah, so, what Ella was saying, we're working with women from all ages, from, I think the youngest was 12, eh?
Yeah, that's right, youngest is 12.
So I see this as a confident thing, empowerment in the physical sense, but in the mental sense. But are we talking an opportunity for our women to fight back?
When we talk about fighting back and knocking out violence, we're talking about supporting women to feel connected to themselves,
okay,
to feel connected to community through other women,
yes,
and to build their confidence and self-esteem, and to use the relationships they develop in the session as a way of healing, but also the boxing aspect to heal the body and the mind.
Yes, fantastic.
So we're not fighting back against violence.
In the physical sense, thank you. Yep, yeah. I hear you. Thank you, yes. But like I said, it's just confidence. It's a network, a group of women working together, got each other's back, so to speak. And that's a good thing, plus fitness.
Mm.
And then you could say that women joining this fantastic platform, it could stem them into becoming a boxer, if not get into some sort of physical contact sport, whether it be rugby league or AFL or whatever the case may be, just open up so many doors, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, Kylie's experience is, a good kind of story to tell, because she came into the program doing some boxing. Now she's going to a fight gym where she's learning to fight. And hopefully one day she might step into the ring, Kylie.
Yep.
Yeah. So I started off just doing it for fitness and a bit of fun, and then, found more and more getting into it. And it's been good to see, like, working with women from other sports as well, working with some of the women's teams from AFL and from soccer, and seeing them, engage in the program in a different way as well. Has been really good, yeah.
Fantastic. Regarding the knockout violence, this fantastic program, how's it funded? How's that work, Alan?
Yeah, so it's self-funded at the moment.
Okay.
I, obviously work at the university, so I use my money to sort of set up the business or the program, sorry. And we do ask women to pay $10 for the session,
okay,
but we also recognise that, we don't want the program to be a barrier for anyone,
sure.
So we also offer free sessions as well.
If you've got $10, great. If you haven't, that's great too.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Well, Ellen's also, Ellen's also being a bit humble in that, because she's, put a lot of her own time and funds into it, and offering free sessions pretty regularly as well. Yeah.
And I would say, Alan, not so much the time and money that's invested. It is an investment just being there and creating a platform and help our sisters to be strong.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, we all deserve to have access to, you know, health and well-being supports, whether that be through boxing or rugby or whatever.
Exactly.
And we really want to make it as accessible as possible for people to access.
Fantastic. And what are the times during the week or weekends that you guys operate, and where do you operate from?
Yeah, so at the moment it's monthly sessions in Darwin City at a gym called CrossFit Darwin.
Okay.
But we also have free sessions. So you'd have to have a look on our Instagram page. We have a free session coming up on the 14th of July at Casuarina Beach.
Okay, beautiful. So, and how do people contact you? You mentioned Facebook, did you say?
Instagram at Resilience Boxing.
Knockout Violence, is that what it's called? How do people find you?
The it's called Resilience Boxing.
Resilient Boxing, yep.
Instagram, yep, on Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, look, big shout out to you, Deadly Sisters. Thank you very much for sharing. It's a great vehicle, supporting our beautiful women out there in confidence in all aspects of life. So, look, so deadly. Thank you for your yarn. Look, stay strong, keep smiling, and we'll yarn soon, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Alan Thomas from CDU, Charles Darwin University, social work lecturer. And also we have a volunteer, Knockout Violence boxer. That's Kylie Byrne. And talking about their beautiful space, Knockout Violence, first women's only trauma-focused boxing program that's launched in Darwin. It looks fantastic to see. And do check out their Instagram, Knockout Violence. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Session Radio Station here in Cairns. That's Bummer Bipper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. National Talk Black.
Sacred sign. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Shadows
out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Go, go, Yalanji, go, go, Yalanji, go, go, Yalanji, girl. Like a star. And compass spits, hearts and minds go tumbling. By fire's light, we shed our tears, broken dreams, and the weight of sins. Yet it spins beneath our feet. The night is.
Hidden beat. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
These are my children, and this is my home.